This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
What I want to do is discuss the details very briefly and then make some application to your life and my life. Four men are evidently good friends with the man who's paralyzed. They care enough about him, this is really intriguing to me, to go to the trouble of taking him to Jesus. They go to the trouble of going up on the roof, perhaps up a back stairway, and tearing through the roof and lowering down into the crowd. Do you have four friends like that? I don't know if I could say that. And I'm not being melodramatic. I mean, do you have four friends that would do that kind of thing spiritually? Do you have four friends like that who would do that thing emotionally for you, that they care enough about you? This is really a story about the friends. And they lower the man in, and Jesus sees their faith. What a lesson there, folks. Do you realize you're a stretcher bearer for somebody? You pray for somebody, you're a stretcher bearer. You have a son or daughter you're praying for, you're a stretcher bearer. You've got a spouse you're praying for, you're a stretcher bearer. A stretcher bearer is any man or woman or young person who carries somebody to Christ in prayer. And this world needs more stretcher bearers, people who carry people to the Lord, carry people to the throne of grace. And that's something that we do in prayer. And that's a powerful story. And Jesus responds to their faith. That's a lesson for you and me. You know why? We always think, well, he's got to straighten up before the Lord's going to work in his life. Well, she's got to get her act together before the Lord's going to work in her life. And I want to suggest to you, just think about this, that the Lord responded to the faith of the four people who were the stretcher bearers. What does that mean? Is it possible the Lord could respond to your prayer for a husband or wife? The Lord could respond to your prayer for your parents. The Lord could respond to your prayers for one of your children. And they're not giving Jesus the time of day. And you're lifting them up to the throne of grace. That's what it means to be a stretcher bearer. And I think that's a lesson for somebody. Let's focus in on verses 5 and 6. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Then verse 8, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts. Twice that phrase is used, what they were thinking in their hearts. I found out the Greek word is the word dialogue. We get the word dialogue from it. Jesus knew the inner dialogue that was going on within themselves. There are people in this room, and I'm not trying to be funny, but some of you are talking to yourself right now. When is this guy going to be done? Man, I'm getting hungry. I hope that food's good at that luncheon today. And we talk to ourselves constantly. When you're driving your car, you're talking to yourself. Before you go to sleep at night, you're talking to yourself. When you wake up, you wake up talking to yourself. And here's all I want to say about that. The Lord knows the dialogue that's going on in your mind and heart. He knows it. He knows when you had that thought, "Well, who does she think she is? Well, who died and made him king? Well, that guy's a jerk. Well, that guy's so stupid." And he hears, and the Lord senses in his spirit, get this, not because he's a mind reader, but because he's the mind creator. There's a difference. Jesus isn't a mind reader. He's the mind creator. All of creation stems back to Christ. Jesus takes credit for creation. He was present at creation, the Bible says. I don't understand that, but that's what it says. So he's the mind creator, and he knows what's going on in your thinking. That's all I'm sharing with you. What's that mean? Be careful how you think.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.